Kevin Smith is a Republican candidate in the U.S. Senate race primary, and he joins us live, GMI Studios. Kevin, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Jack, thanks for having me on again.
Wanted to get you on. You just recently toured the border, the southwest border with Mexico and presumably in the Texas area. What did you see? What are your concerns?
Yeah, so, Jack, I was actually down on the border in Arizona, just south of Tucson. And I got to tell you, it was an eye-opening visit down there, meeting with U.S. Border Patrol. Here were my two biggest takeaways from it. And I should just state from the outset, Jack, that, you know, there are people and cynics who will question, well, why is a potential, you know, a candidate for the U.S. Senate down visiting the southern border? And, Jack, here's what we know right now, that the influx of illegal drugs, in particular fentanyl, a large share of it is coming over the southern border, and it's ending up in communities in New Hampshire. And that's why we should have a great interest in this, because the cartels right now are controlling the entire southern border in Mexico, and it's all about enriching them and doing this through the drug flow into the United States and into every state in the country. And so what I learned down while I was down there is two things. Number one, the return to the catch and release policy in the Biden administration is really what has caused this just massive inflow of illegal migrants into the country, because the cartels know all of the loopholes, and they're using illegal migrants as almost pawns for their business. And those, you know, those migrants end up becoming almost indentured servants to the cartels once they're in the country. And what we did find is that under the Trump administration, when it was, you had the Remain in Mexico policy, there was so much less of an incentive for people to want to cross the border because they knew they wouldn't be staying in the United States and being let go once they were apprehended. So that's the biggest thing, is there needs to be the policy change back to what it was under the Trump administration. The other piece of it, of course, is the border wall. The border wall acts as a deterrent. And I'll give you one example. I was in Bisbee, Arizona, right on the border. And prior to the wall being there, it's about a 56 miles, you know, stretch of where the border wall is. You had about 100,000 apprehensions in a year prior to the wall in that one area. That number is now down to 10,000. And so what it does is, again, it acts as a deterrent, and it certainly helps out Border Patrol because then they have to patrol less places along the border. But where there is no wall, Jack, it's unbelievable. It's just barbed wire fence, basically. And that barbed wire fence gets cut all the time, and there's right. hundreds of miles of it where it's just the barbed wire fence. And so that's why the completion of the border wall is needed. And here's, you know, and I know I'm going on here, Jack, but here's the another big takeaway. Well, you could do all of this by not having to appropriate any more taxpayer funds to this problem. Well, you could fix it tomorrow with the policy change.
Let me just ask you this. It does come down to politics, because former President Trump, excuse me, one of his big landmark parts of running for president was build the wall at the border, secure the border. It was a very big theme he had. Get tough on China, right. Make things here, let's build the wall. It became very politicized. And now we have a situation where it seems like the current administration and leadership in Washington really doesn't want to do much about the crisis of the border. Do you think that's overstated or not?
No, it's not overstated at all. It's all politics. And Jack, I can't not for the life of me understand why this has become such a partisan issue, because any person, any elected official, Maggie Hassan included, should be saying to ourselves, why do we want to continue having this flow of illegal drugs coming across the border that we know have made their way into New Hampshire, when we could very easily solve this, one, by changing the policy back to what it was, and number two, by finishing the wall, so that, you know, that gives Border Patrol, you know, they keep talking about resources and let's increase Border Patrol and give them new technology. What I heard is, no, that's not what they need. They need a more secure border so that they can disperse the resources more strategically. But as you said, this is all coming down to politics now. And, you know, enough is enough with the politics. The border has to get secured because it's really affecting our communities with the drug flow. And I'll say this one last thing, too. Going back to what I was saying about the cartels, you know, as I said, do you know, Jack, that almost nobody crosses the border today without paying the cartels first before they come in? And yes. Basically, they don't have the money to pay them, so they're in debt to them. So when they come over to the United States, they now have to work their way out of that debt to the cartels. And the leverage the cartels have is they know where okay. all the families are.
No, it's a terrible, it's a humanitarian crisis is what it is. Kevin Smith joining us live, GMI at GMH Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire. Thank you, Kevin.